Hello, culinary enthusiasts. I'm Ben Harper, and you're tuned into another delicious episode of our podcast. Today, we're diving into the heart of Italy from our very own kitchens. We'll master the art of making cudighi, a classic Italian sausage that's packed with flavor and steeped in tradition. So grab your aprons and let's get cooking. First things first, let's talk about what you'll need, starting with the tools: a meat grinder or a food processor, sausage casings, and a sausage stuffer. These items are key to achieving that authentic cudighi texture and shape. Now let's spice things up. For the perfect cudighi, you'll need 2 pounds of ground pork, 1 tablespoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of ground black pepper, 3 tablespoons of sweet paprika, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 2 teaspoons each of ground cinnamon and nutmeg, 1 teaspoon of ground cloves, and 1/2 cup of dry red wine to bind all those flavors together. With your ingredients ready, let's mix. Place your ground pork in a large bowl, sprinkle in your spices, and pour in that red wine. Mix thoroughly. This is where the magic starts, as every bit of meat gets infused with the spices. Moving on to grinding and casing. If you're using a meat grinder, set it to a medium grind. Feed the seasoned meat through slowly. This ensures we maintain a good texture. After grinding, it's time to stuff the sausage into the casings. Remember not to overfill to avoid bursting them. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. Cooking your cudighi. You can grill, fry, or bake it. Just ensure it's cooked thoroughly. Patience is key here. Let it cook slowly to keep it juicy and packed with flavors. Once cooked, how about serving it in a classic way? A cudighi sandwich is simple, yet so satisfying. Slice your freshly cooked cudighi, place it in a crusty bun, maybe add a smear of mustard or some marinara sauce, and voila, a perfect Italian treat. Now, if you've made more than you can eat, no worries. Cudighi can be stored by wrapping it tightly in plastic wrap and refrigerating, or for longer storage, freezing works great. Just use airtight containers or freezer bags to keep it fresh. There you have it, folks. You've just made a traditional Italian delight right in your kitchen. Cudighi is more than just sausage. It's a culinary journey to Italy. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, the best part about cooking is making it your own. Experiment with spices, cooking methods, and serving options. Until next time, keep cooking with passion. Join us next week as we explore more culinary delights. Happy cooking, everyone.